begin by acknowledging my co-authors, Phil Livingood and David Wood, on this project. By way of an overview, I'm going to provide just a brief amount of background on the medical home, describe or give you an overview of our mixed method study design. I really want to concentrate on our results that describe the benefits of practice-based nurse care coordination for children with special needs, and then touch on policy and practice implications. Many of you may be familiar with this type of graphic that describes the medical home. The medical home is designed to foster collaboration and cooperation among all members of the community in which the child and family live. It is a model that's endorsed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Maternal and Child Health Bureau, and it's conceptualized as having the following characteristics: providing care that is accessible, family-centered, continuous, comprehensive, coordinated, compassionate, and culturally effective. The one thing that strikes me about this graphic is that every time I go to prepare a presentation, it is getting bigger and bigger as time goes by, with lots more components added to it. The medical home is especially applicable to children and youth with special health care needs, who are defined by the Maternal and Child Health Bureau as children who have or are at increased risk for a chronic physical, developmental, behavioral, or emotional condition, and who also require health and related services of a type or amount beyond that required by children generally. Our study, although the medical home has been described much in the literature, in practice it is not really well defined. So we conducted an intervention study with a Title V population in Jacksonville, Florida. Title V there is called Children's Medical Services. The key piece of the intervention was the co-location of a nurse care coordinator within the primary care practice of a pediatrician. Also, we developed care plans, there was a quality improvement process, and we tried to develop parent leader teams within each of the practices. In terms of our evaluation, it was a mixed method prospective cohort study design. We had three intervention practices and three control practices. These were selected on the basis of a number of criteria that I won't go into, but one was the size of the population of children with special health care needs enlisted in that practice. We conducted a survey at baseline and at 18 months follow-up. Those numbers are actually reversed. There were 262 at baseline and 144 at 18 months follow-up. And we also used qualitative research. In our pre-intervention phase, we conducted qualitative interviews with providers at both the intervention and the control sites, and we had focus groups with parents and other caregivers. Post-intervention, we conducted qualitative interviews with our pediatricians and nurse care coordinators at the intervention sites only, and we conducted qualitative in-depth interviews with 27 parents that were recruited from the intervention sites. So we had a mixed method study design, and we were able to triangulate our data both in type, both in terms of the type of data, that is survey and qualitative data, as well as data sources, meaning that we conducted or collected data from various perspectives, including the pediatricians, the nurse care coordinators, and our parents and caregivers. Just to stress this measure of co-location of the nurse care coordinator, in the old model of care on the left, the nurse care coordinator was teamed with a MD specialist and interacted with the child and family, and then more tangentially with the primary care provider. Under the current model of care in CMS in Florida, there is limited face-to-face contact between the nurse care coordinator and the children and the pediatricians. She primarily is assigned a caseload of children, and their pediatricians accompany them. So she'll be interacting with multiple providers and children. In the new model, which we used in our intervention, the nurse is put into the primary care practice, and she then interacts solely with that pediatrician as well as specialists, children that come into that practice. We used a designed a logic model to evaluate the medical home, and essentially we envisioned that our intervention would first impact provider practice, consisting of quality of care coordination and quality of pediatric services, and this would in turn impact system and client utilization outcomes, including reduced barriers to care, utilization of healthcare services, cost of fit care, financial burden to the family, and also impact child, family, and health-related quality of life outcomes, including child health outcomes and family caregiving burden. As we analyzed the quantitative data from the survey, we found that, in fact, we found only were only able to demonstrate significant improvement in the provider practice, specifically with reference to quality of care coordination and just with treatment by office staff under quality of pediatric services. So although our survey was quite long and measured lots of things, the only pieces that stood out as significantly improved were those measures related to care coordination and treatment by office staff. And here we see satisfaction with care coordination improved, experience with care coordination improved, barriers improved, and their treatment by office staff. So what I'd like to do now is focus on the why. So the survey told us we're seeing improvement, and now with the qualitative data, we're able to look a little bit more closely at why we were seeing improvement in these areas. And we found three themes that emerged through our analysis, these being co-location increased access to the doctor and care, enhanced communication, improved mechanisms for follow-up, and humanized the process. So here we have a parent's view of how on-site care coordination improved access. She said just her, that is the nurse care coordinator, being available has been the most helpful. If something comes up and I need something, just her being there. And I like that she's in the pediatrician's office, because if I do have a medical question, she can just run and ask the doctor and get back on the phone, and it kind of works out really well. So I just think that her being in the office and being available has been the best help that I've gotten. Nurses confirmed the improvements in care coordination, particularly related to access. One nurse said, "It's the convenience for the parents and the children, because they don't have the third party. They know the doctor. They know me. They know where we're at. They know they can call. And if I'm not here, the girls in the office know. It might be something that the doctor can handle." And a physician also confirmed this, saying, "It makes things a lot easier if the nurse care coordinators are in the office. We know a lot of patients that would have not gone or called CMS as much, but because she is here and they know her, they call her all the time. This is the place where they're used to coming, so it's more familiar to them." Care coordination also improved communication. A parent said, "They were feeding me the information. I wasn't having to look for it anymore. They were doing what I was doing in the very beginning, so that I think it was excellent. It was a relief to know that I didn't have to search for something that I didn't even know where to search for in the first place." Nurses confirmed this also. One said, "It's no longer secondhand information. I've heard the same thing they've heard. I can see on their face when confusion sets in, or complete understanding. Or if anger comes up, and I can talk with them later about that, or about their options." The co-location of the nurse care coordinator also improved follow-up. One explained, "We have direct involvement in the coordination of referrals. I am there, so when the doctor tells them that they need to go see the specialist, and they leave the room saying, 'Okay, I need to go see the specialist,' I know from the doctor making the referral, to the referral becoming paper, to the referral coordinator getting it into the system, to getting it through insurance, to getting it through authorization, to getting an appointment, to the patient being seen at the appointment." She went on to say, "Whereas before, I might have heard that a doctor told them 6 months ago that they should get this checked out, but now they don't know where that referral went, or possibly they've already missed the appointment, or they've lost their funding. By being a member of the team of that clinic, I know what the process is and where it should be and where it's going next. Another nurse explained, but the difference in the medical home practice from that of CMS has been proximity. The next time I see them, that is the patient, I actually see them, and I can identify the face, and I can get more follow-up from the families than I had at CMS. They actually do come back and let me know how the office visits went, where that used to be a lot less frequent. This was confirmed by physicians. One said, I think that the part of knowing that somebody cares for them to this degree, and with the consultants and with the appointments, all of that has been facilitated for them, and some parents that probably just used to be no-shows, now they know somebody is overlooking that. Parents perceived more of a caring relationship also, and attributed this to the co-location of the nurse at the practice. One said, to me it was better because they started communicating a lot more. They started to call me frequently. I didn't feel like my kids were a number anymore. I felt like they knew my kids. They knew their file. They acted like they care. Anytime they called, they were up on what my kids were going through. The final area that demonstrated significant improvement through survey was treatment by office staff. We attribute this to the effect of interactions between nurse care coordinators and families and the subsequent effect of nurse care coordinators on office staff. We also see this as a substantial move toward family-centered care, as this example from a nurse care coordinator illustrates. This is a little bit of a lengthy quote, but I think it's very provocative. The nurse said, we did on one occasion make a special accommodation for a family. There were others, but this one stands out. The child had not received preventative care in many, many years. His mother was the sole caregiver, and he was very difficult for her to manage. He was a large, late adolescent, and he was severely mentally and behaviorally challenged. But he was completely mobile, so that made him very dangerous in some ways for her. He could be aggressive. He has severe white coat syndrome, so any time he would get in a hospital or clinic setting and he would realize and see their scrubs or see what was going on, and he would have a meltdown and take off running. So she had not gotten him medical care for several years, and so she had come to a point in her life where they were going to move, and she wanted to make sure he was going to be okay before she moved out of Florida, where services were known to her. So I discussed this with the staff, and this is the nurse care coordinator speaking. So I discussed this with the staff and with the doctor, and we made a special appointment for him prior to our clinic opening, and he came in with his mother, and we all wore street clothes that day. No one was wearing scrubs. And we brought him in. We didn't put him in an exam room. We just let him stay in the lobby before anyone else got there. So it was just him and his mom and our receptionist and the doctor and me at the table, and he played with toys, and he was able to feel comfortable while he got his medical treatment, and that was the kind of thing that I think was eye-opening for our staff, of what kinds of things qualify as a medical home concept, and that qualified because it was entirely family-centered. Our study demonstrated significant improvement in care coordination and treatment by office staff. This followed the expectations of our logic model, which was expected to immediately impact provider practice. We would expect that with a longer period of follow-up time, we would see impact on system and client utilization outcomes and child and family health-related outcomes. We did see improvements related to on-site nurse care coordination, and the mixed method design was more informative than any method we would have used alone. As far as policy implications, just briefly, the nurse care coordinators of children's medical services have long been a resource for our communities. There are growing numbers of CMS-eligible children. Implementing a co-location model, which we strongly believe will enhance care, will require substantial redefinition of CMS practices and policies. There's variability in the distribution of the caseload of children in pediatric care practices, variability in the knowledge and interest regarding the medical home expressed by pediatricians and nurse care coordinators, and the plan for diffusion should be flexible enough to meet varying degrees of interest, We believe that this can be done by funding nurses on a part-time basis, depending on the size of the caseload within each practice. So that ends my presentation, and I understand I can take a couple of questions if there are any. Were these children identified before they came into the practice, and how were they identified? What sort of tool was used? We use CMS records to identify the children in order to recruit them for the study. And during the course of the intervention, part of the task of the nurse care coordinators and the pediatricians was to develop a system, and this was in each of the practices, as to how to identify children that came into their care. And I really can't say what system they came up with. I actually think it was chart review. Yes. Okay, so the question was, do we stratify our results by type of condition? And I really actually can't recall if we stratified by condition. My guess is that we did. I know that we stratified by reported severity, so the parents' perception of the severity of their child's condition, and that did not have an impact on the results. Sure. Yes. The nurses, and this was a demonstration project, the nurses were funded by CMS and put into the practices. Two of the nurses came from the practices and had to be trained in CMS systems. One nurse was a CMS nurse and had to be trained in the practice system. And I don't think I probably have time to go into that now, but there were differences. It's an interesting question. There are challenges either way. And it also raises tension in terms of how an outsider integrates within the practice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.